Yo, yo, what's good, man? What's good, everybody, huh? We got to talk about this transfer portal. You know, I ain't want to do a stream y'all live show, so I just go live. Just like this. Salute to everybody, man. Hopefully everybody having a good night, but we got to talk about the transfer portal and why I think it's an outlier year. And I don't really understand why folks so upset, man. I really don't. I'm not trying to even understand it. You just get over it, man. I told folks, man, I'm going to just start getting right to the point. Ain't no more damn sugarcoating. Like, some of y'all just need to calm down, sit down, hold on. You know? Folks get mad that somebody wants to take their talent somewhere else. Right? Sometimes it don't work out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, exactly, Will. You know, like, hey, man, a lot of situations. Look, here's one thing we got to understand about this transfer portal, yo. Just life in general. Patience is no longer a virtue. Nobody's patient anymore. You not even patient. But you got the audacity to tell a young person to be patient and trust the process. Even you not patient. Hell, when you start a diet, if you don't lose 3 pounds within the first 2 days, you'll quit your diet. So we really telling somebody to be patient with their life and their dream. Like, their dream is to reach a certain pinnacle, and you telling them to be patient when you don't know what was said to them. We don't know what was said. I ain't saying all coaches sell dreams, but you got some used car salesmen as coaches. You just don't know what was said to a kid to entice a kid to sign with a university, and it don't be cracked out to what it's supposed to be. So while y'all thinking all these universities is so great, it might not be great to that young person. You feel me? Like, just realize that. It ain't as great as y'all think it is in their eyes. They miserable. They miserable. So you telling somebody to stay in a miserable situation. That's what y'all saying. Honor the contract. People, honor your commitment. Man, if you don't take that old Fred Flintstone ass way of thinking, you still stopping cars with your feet if you still saying honor your commitment. The hell are you talking about? How old are you? You need to stop talking. Like, if anybody ever come to me and say, honor your commitment, I'm going to just tell them, stop talking to me. Just go walk, just walk away. Fred Flintstone. You know what I'm saying? If somebody feel like it's not a fit for them, leave. That's the great thing about life. You got the right to leave. But you ain't got the right to treat them like property and say what they not going to be just because they leave in somewhere you want to brag about. All right? That's just what it is. It's a free year, right? NCAA said this is a free year. And folks out like they don't understand what the hell I say when I say that. If it's a free year, it's free across the board. It's full circle. You know what I'm saying? So if this was a free year, you could come back. Well, damn it. I play here for free just to see how it's going to be. I don't like the way it's going. Ooh, they waving the 1 year rule. I'm a transfer. I'm going to put my name in the pot. I'm going to see what suitors, because once I put my name out there, I could talk to them. I'm going to see who going to bring me on board. And that's a risk too. You know what I'm saying? That's a risk. That's a risk in these young people transferring. They are assuming a risk of betting on themselves. They're assuming a risk to have this stigmatism that, hey, they want it now. I need my money and I want it now. Like, everything is now. Think about when you transfer money. Think about when you pay. Whether you're using Cash App, whether you're using Venmo, whether you're using PayPal, damn it, it come right now. Everything is right now. It is. But y'all are talking about patience is a virtue. Be patient. It's hard to be patient when people ain't patient with you. Hell, you can get drafted in the first round, and within 5 games, if you don't show greatness, they say you're a bust. So I'm gonna speak to my fan base here at UVA that's going that kids, that's whether they leaving, whether they going to the league, all that. Y'all got some nerves to talk about kids transferring when y'all were just celebrating a transfer this year. What y'all think about, like, Sam Hauser transfer? Do y'all think any less of him? Y'all probably think he made a great decision because he came to UVA. Because you think so highly of UVA. So have the same energy with the player leaving UVA. Because that fan base is going to be like, yep, he coming to a better school, a better situation. They're going to be like this while y'all throwing up the middle finger because y'all really don't care about him. Y'all showing you really don't care about the players. Because if you really do, you want them to be happy. You wish them the best. Not the best in which you think will happen if they stayed at UVA. It ain't about what you feel like in your bubble, your life, pressing your values on them. Your values aren't their values. It don't make them less of a person than you. It don't. And in life, you're going to learn. You make decisions to learn. Some people call it failing. They learn. That's just what it is. Let me see what some of the comments saying. It's a lot of players. If a lot of players could have done that back in the day, a lot of players would change teams. Exactly, man. That's why I always talk about free agency. When people talk about, well, Michael Jordan went another, Magic went another, Bird went another. I really dislike when they use those three gentlemen in the NBA. When they talk about Magic, Bird, and Michael Jordan. None of them would have left because they already had established teams to compete in championships. Like, by the time Mike would have been eligible to be a free agent, they were beating the Lakers for his first championship. Magic went to the Lakers as a rookie and they went to the finals. Bird went to the Celtics with all these Hall of Famers. Why the hell would they leave? So when people be using those three names, they just they Fred Flintstone. They stopping cars with their feet. They don't know no better no more. They just don't. Because it sound good, right? Oh, I got them. Like, no, you really just slap yourself or shut the hell up. You was like, please. Everybody wants free mobility. If Mike Krzyzewski was a young coach in today's world, his ass would have been fired from Duke if you look at his first couple years. I'm just saying, bro. The pay wasn't good enough to uproot your entire family back then. Rock, Rock, we can't say that because they didn't even have free agency, bro. They didn't have free agency. Like, I wouldn't even use that stance. That's a hypothetical we really can't put into play because a dude like Will Chamberlain was traveling from different cities. Just like, back then, that money was still a lot of money. I mean, things was for a quarter back then, bro. Things was for a quarter. Things weren't expensive back then, bro. I mean, when I was in high school, gas was 69 cents a gallon. So, I don't know, man. I just know they weren't allowed to move. They ain't had nothing. Until good old Tom Chambers blew that jank right open. Pause. You know what I'm saying? They just ain't have the mobility. They didn't have the rights. They didn't, like, they just didn't. We got social media now. We got impatient-ass fans. So with the impatient-ass fans, what do you get? Impatient-ass kids. Kids see fans are impatient. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, y'all. Fans, you impatient. You are. You got the audacity to tell a kid to be patient when you impatient. You ain't going to be patient with your coach if you have a down year or have two down years. You ain't going to trust the damn process. But you're going to tell this kid to trust the process. Come on, man. And these scholarship kids aren't your property. So cut it out. They can transfer. And if they waited to the end of the year, they actually honored that commitment y'all scream about. Scholarships are year to year. It's year to year. So what y'all saying, honoring your commitment when I sign up for something, I finish everything? It's a damn lie. You ain't got 100% completion rate when you sign up for something. Oh, you done stopped something. You done played a board game or something and your ass quit. You done conceded defeat. You sink my battleship ass person. You one of them people. You ain't got a lot of me. I know. But I don't have issue with any young person making a decision to say, hey, this place is not for me. I'm going to take my talent somewhere else. That's what life is all about. That's what life is all about, man. Because we've seen so many success stories of somebody not being able to play in this program. It's just not the right fit. Other players come in, they beat them out. They have a fallout with the coach. They go to a different school. Boom, they become a marquee name. And they get to where they wanted to get to. But nobody cares when the organization or the university got the power. They only care when players got the power. I'm telling you, man. People hate when somebody got that independent financial power. People hate when somebody recognize their worth because they too cowardly to recognize their own worth. That's what's wrong with it. It's their own insecurities is why they get pissed off at these young men and women who exercise their rights and understand their worth. The cowards, they don't understand it. That's why they take this stance. Because they don't believe in themselves like these kids believe in themselves. You know what I'm saying? These young people stepping out on the limb and just say, I believe in me. I'm betting on me. And I'm willing to take that risk. My man Javon said, look at Meryl Shayah. Christopher Martin said, look at Marco Anthony this year. He wasn't going to play here and he got to play for Utah State. You know what I'm saying? It happens, bro. And that's not a knock on Tony Bennett. It's just, hey, people competing. This kid over here is fitting what I want from my scheme and what we're looking for. And as far as the other guys on the court, that's how we're going to allot the minutes. It's not attacking the coach. It's just marriages just don't work all the time when it comes to scholarship and sports and the school that you're in. You know what I'm saying? So it's not an indictment on coach at all. We're gonna get one thing clear. I ain't got no issue with Tony Bennett. Just like I ain't got no issue with any player that transferred. There's other big name players that was here that wanted to transfer, but they stayed and it worked out. Cause they were just like, yo, I'm gonna keep working on my weaknesses and I'm gonna make him play me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it works out. Sometimes your ass don't never touch the court. People be like, oh, he stuck it out. He's so loyal. Where the hell your loyalty gonna get that person? That young person had a dream of playing at the next level. He was loyal to you, but let him do something out of pocket. Your loyalty will leave his ass because he just did something you don't respect. That's why a lot of times I tell people on social media, F your respect for somebody. Your respect ain't doing nothing for them because your respect is wishy-washy. As soon as they do something you don't like, you say, I lost all respect for them. For 4 years, you done respected somebody. They make one mistake, and you lose all respect out of them. Like you took a damn afternoon poop or something. You know what I'm saying? He said, only time I hate a transfer, if they transfer and go to Duke. Oh, man. There's no loyalty in sports, man. Everything is what can you do for me? I go to a school because what that school could do for me, and they recruit me because what I could do for that school. When you have that mindset, it's a business, bro. It's a business decision. Because even me choosing your university, if I'm not just thinking about sports, I'm thinking about what can that degree do for me in the workforce. It's a business decision. It truly is. And that's why the university will sell the academics, ask you what you want to major in, sell you on the channels that they have that's open, whether they can get you internships, whether the degree weighs a lot in the workforce world. Everything is business. Sports is a business. My man Robert T. Green always says sports is a business, not a game. It's a business. Big time business. And that's why with the coronavirus, they had to give this free year because it's a big business. That's how they entice you to just play anyway. Once they say it's a free year, they figure, oh, the kids be like, man, well, if I catch corona, it ain't going to count anyway. Like, it'll count for my stats, but it won't count for my eligibility. I get an extra year. It's free 99. But with free 99, you got to make the portal free 99 too. It got to be all the way around. You got to be able to spin the block. But people don't want to talk about that. That make it uncomfortable. We all open arms for somebody to transfer to our school. Oh, yeah, they transferring us. Woo! But then soon as one of our players transfer, oh, he's soft. He a sucker. He don't want to fight it out. He don't want to compete. But we ain't saying that about the kid who came to us. It's different for them. People were mad at Cal Guy and Ty Jerome for leaving early. Why? It was the best decision for them. Exactly, yo. People get mad when players leave early. Think about that, yo. Oh, he ain't ready. He dumb. If Justin Anderson would have came back, we would have won a national championship that year. He made millions and millions of dollars. Sorry if he wanted to make sure he was financially stable versus risking coming back another year and possibly not winning the national championship and possibly his draft stock dropping. You know what I'm saying? But y'all miss Cleo. Y'all know for sure if Justin would have stayed, we would have won a damn championship that year too, because it's only right. He might not have had the shooting year he had the year before. We done seen crazier things, bro. That's sports. How many times you predicted somebody was going to, like, just destroy a conference and dominate a conference, and all of a sudden they don't? Because you don't know if an injury going to happen. You don't know if they just be some trash can juice that year. So I just love when somebody play out their scenario and you combat them with your own scenario and they be like, oh, no, that won't happen. Whoa, wait. We both got hypothetical scenarios. Like, I ain't saying you wrong. I'm just saying this is what I think would have happened. Well, I got to be wrong. People should transfer. And if you make players have to, like, if the rule is in place that now you got to sit out a year again, they assume that responsibility. They assume the responsibility. You got coaches who would disrespect their players, be on the verge of getting fired and have another job the next day before they even get fired. But we out here mad at players for transferring. You got coaches who just keep getting jobs. Quick, fast, in a damn hurry. Like, this would totally just F up the program and the culture and immediately move on. But we mad at players who can see the writing on the wall or just not, it's just not for them. And we call them all types of suckers. Was the ACC mad when Maryland left for the Big Ten? There was some folks in the ACC that was mad when Maryland left. They were mad because people enjoyed that rivalry. You know what I'm saying? They were mad. I mean, people get mad at any change. I ain't even see that game, but I saw the final score. I was shooting another podcast. I was recording another podcast on a different platform called Not In Our House. It's a political and sports podcast, myself and Mark Jerome. So we was recording that. But yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about the transfer portal, man. I upload this as a podcast, so it'll be available on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Shout out to my sponsors, Abram Insurance and Osco Manscaped. You know, use the promo code The Ball Hawk Show for Manscaped, 20% off. But I'm back in the mix, man. You know, I took a break. Had to recharge the battery, you know. Getting ready for the next marathon in November. Well, I'm going to run a half marathon this time in Richmond. But the crew, Prolific Crew, we got a lot of folks that's running in the marathon. So we're getting ready for that in November. You said the best sports is a business. Make the business decisions for you and your family. Exactly, man. Ball Hawk, you getting great. You know what, Doc? A lot of people don't know. I dye my hair. I'm really like full gray, like right here and right there. And my beard is full gray, but I dye my joint. You know what I'm saying? Because it just look weird. Plus, I work in the school system, man. They always say kids give you gray, but I done had gray hair since I was in college. So I don't know if it's stress, because I've been had gray hairs. Even when, you know, supposed to be at your happiest times. Like, I'm at my happiest time right now, so. But, yeah, man, I'm grayed up. You know what I'm saying? I just got a patch right here that I dye, because that joint looked crazy when I just let it grow out. Like, if you see some old pictures, like, 4 years ago when I didn't dye my hair in certain spots, because I like a Dalmatian, it's a big gray patch right here. So you'll have my hair wave and then it'll be just straight and patched of gray hair right there. So I started using Just For Men. I ain't ashamed. Yeah, I don't use Beijing, though. I use Just For Men. Then I get my hair cut down so close that I got to use it like every damn week almost. You know what I'm saying, Dre? But yeah, man. That boy said the skunk look. Hey, man. Was Pepe Le Pew, he was a skunk, right, that got banned for sexual harassment? Got Pepe Le Pew up out of here. I did want to make a comment on something, man, that I've been paying attention to. And I ain't put the comment. If I'd have, you know what? I'm going to do another one. Hey, man, I'm going to cut this one. Soothe everybody. I'm going to do another live. And watch how many people show up because how it's titled. Because everybody want to talk about this subject. And I might upload it as a podcast. Well, I ain't going to upload it as a podcast because it ain't really sports related. So, yeah, man. Y'all be easy. I'm going to do another one. That's it for this one. Hey, man, drinking too much water. All right, peace.